This is a special broadcast from Catholic Radio in South Carolina. Pope Francis has called for a synod on synodality. The Diocese of Charleston will be participating. Following is a 20-minute interview with Sister Kathleen Adamski, who will be heading up the effort for the Diocese of Charleston. We will return to regular programming at the end of this interview. This is Michael Brennan with Catholic Radio in South Carolina. On the line is Sister Kathleen Adamski. And Sister, the bishop has charged you with a mission. Why don't you tell listeners about it?
Yes, the mission that the bishop asked me to coordinate is the Synod on Synodality. Now, that is something to say quickly, Synod on Synodality. And what it really briefly means, Michael, is a synod is a journeying together. And it is the inspiration of our Holy Father, Pope Francis, who would like to have the consultation of not only the cardinals and bishops, but also all laity, all the people of God, the laity who have been baptized in Jesus' name, to really come together this fall and early spring to discuss the future needs of the church, to discuss what the mission of the church ought to be in our new millennium. And it's a time that we can gather together and really give our input to our bishops and especially to the Holy Father. We'll be having listening sessions in parishes where the Vatican sends out a questionnaire, and we'll have our parishioners meet in listening sessions in parishes. We will also send out flock notes, the questionnaire on flock notes to all of our parishioners. So the Holy Father wants to have the most people in our local diocese involved, because the synod, the journeying together, means that we meet together and consider all the needs, especially those pastoral initiatives that are so badly needed in the church today, especially to those on the outskirts, you know, those on the fringes. You know, how are we meeting the needs of the poor? And how can we come together as a church? Because the church is, as Vatican II defined, the people of God. We are the church. We are the folks who have been baptized and confirmed in Jesus' name. And I'm really excited about having our people in South Carolina, in Charleston Diocese, come together to discuss some key issues in the church, whether it's communication or pastoral initiatives, how we meet the needs of our people, the poor. So we'll have all kinds of groups, hopefully the Knights of Columbus, Peter Claver, the Columbianettes, the South Carolina Council of Women, pastoral councils, and all the people come together this fall and spring, because the synod is being kicked off in the Diocese of Charleston by our bishop, who on October 17th at the 11:15 a.m. Mass in Charleston will have the kickoff for this synod. And we are asking all local pastors to also have a kickoff synod mass in their local parishes.
And could you explain flock notes?
Flock notes. And that is a media tool that communicates from the pastor and the pastoral staff to every parishioner. And since some parishes did not have flock notes, the bishop worked with flock notes with our communications department, and the bishop has arranged that every parish in the diocese does indeed and will have flock notes. So flock notes will be another way that our parishioners will receive the questionnaire from the Vatican that we will paraphrase, and we'll send that out. So we will have all of our people. Right now, I think there's at least 60,000 parishioners on flock notes, but by the time January comes, we'll have a lot more people on flock notes. So the timeline is that we will be having the listening sessions November, then, of course, Advent and Christmas, and then we'll finish up with some of the sessions on flock notes and the listening sessions so that we can organize the data in late January, February. And then we begin writing the executive report that will be sent to the United States Conference of Bishops in D.C., and they will somehow coordinate all the dioceses in our national conference and send that into the Vatican.
You're listening to a special presentation, an interview with Sister Kathleen Adamski regarding the Diocese of Charleston's participation in the Synod of Synodality. We will return to regular programming after the interview. Could you explain what you mean by listening session and how people can participate?
Yes, I have so many parishes that have been designated as host parishes. I will have Zoom facilitator meetings so that facilitators will be trained to learn how to lead this listening session. It will be an opening prayer and an introduction to what a synod is and the Holy Father's intention for this synod. And then we will talk about the questionnaire. They will complete the questionnaire, hopefully on their computers or laptops. I will also have printed copies available, and they'll discuss the questionnaire after that. And then we will have all of that data collected, and we'll have a closing prayer and some light refreshments. So any parish can have a listening session. I'm setting up now about 25 parishes in every deanery in the diocese, all seven deaneries, especially the larger churches, so that if there's a smaller church or a mission church, they can join one of the larger churches. But if indeed a parish wants to have their own listening session or two, they can come online to one of my Zoom meetings, and I will train each of their parish facilitators, or if each parish wants to elect a coordinator for this mission, we're having a website so that parishioners and parish coordinators can go online. The Vatican, and it's on the Vatican website on the Synod, wrote two beautiful documents that each diocese was sent. The one is called a preparatory document, and the other one is called a guideline to have the Synod. But I really think that every Catholic ought to read the preparatory document of this Synod and to understand Catholic theology and understand the mission of the Church in this millennium. And these documents, I read them myself, are just beautiful document to read, Mike. Just beautiful.
And where is that exactly online?
That's on the Vatican website. And if you type in the Vatican webpage under the search and say Synod on Synodality, S-Y-N-O-D-A-L-I-D-Y, Synod on Synodality, the website will pop up and Catholics can read all about the Synod that's coming up in our diocese. It's starting October 17 is the kickoff. Not next year, this year.
Are any links going to be made available on the diocesan website?
Absolutely. Links will be made available on the diocesan website. There'll be articles. There'll be videos. The listening sessions will start with a prayer, and the bishop will have an opening video on what a synod is, why the Holy Father is calling it, and talk about our own diocese here and ask our people to take the questionnaire so we can get input, which will be very good, Michael, for our new bishop when our new bishop comes to the diocese. You know, he'll have a little bit of input and background of just a very recent synod.
You mentioned that much of this is going to be done online and much of the resources are online. Mm-hmm. What about people who are older, who are not as efficient with the computer? How are their views going to be included?
We will have documents printed that will be hard copy documents that will be sent out to parishes. Anybody can contact my Office of Spirituality and Formation, and I can send out hard copies. But hard copies will be available on the website, and they also will be sent out to parishes. I hope to have a prayer card for all the parishes so we can all be praying, because that's a big part of this synod. I would like every parish to set up a prayer group in the parish, and we will be having prayer cards so that we have the faithful really praying for the success of this synod, Mike.
And ultimately, as far as participation, what should individuals, lay people in particular, what should they expect as far as their participation?
Well, hopefully what they will expect is, number one, that this is a different kind of synod, that it's just not a synod of the bishop and cardinals, but it's a synod on all lay people, so that the Holy Father can really understand. Like, there'll be major themes that will come out of all of these listening sessions and these documents, and we can send them out. And the hope is that the Holy Father and the Church and our new bishop will consider what our people are saying that is needed for them to be as faithful as they've always been. The theme is participation, communication, and mission, that we are all missionary disciples from our baptism and confirmation. I think it's going to be a renewal for the Church, and I think we can all be very positive that the Holy Father really wants the participation of all the people of God. So I'm very thrilled about it.
You're listening to a special presentation, an interview with Sister Kathleen Adamski regarding the Diocese of Charleston's participation in the Synod of Synodality. We will return to regular programming after the interview. Can you foresee any pitfalls here, Sister?
Well, I think a pitfall could be exactly the last question you asked, Michael, and that is, will people understand that their voice will be heard? Because we're really looking for inclusivity, that the most diverse population can be questioned and interviewed, and that we have the attitude that I will make a difference. What I believe and what I hope for will make a difference, and not fall into the pitfall of, will this really matter? The Holy Father wants to have our input and our understanding of the faith so that the future of the church can be a future of all God's people and not just the hierarchy.
How did you come to be involved in this?
Well, one day in July, the bishop called me up to his office, and because I think I work with parish staff, I travel for the past 7 years to every deanery, to any parish staff, and do a formation program for the parish staff. And it's on the four pillars of the document, co-workers in the vineyard: intellectual, pastoral, spiritual formation, and human formation. And I think the bishop knows I've been around the entire diocese for 7 years. I've worked with priests and, for the most part, the laity. And he put me in contact with Richard Cole from the USCCB. He said, I want you to contact Richard, and I would like you to be the coordinator for the diocese. So right away, I got my head going, and I have a wonderful executive synodal team that have already come together. Tomorrow, we're having our second big meeting. And so it's really the team of people that are going to help me to fulfill the requirements of the synod, because as you can imagine, one person couldn't do it.
Well, Sister, we're all blessed with all the work that you do in the diocese. As far as your team, are there any of those that you'd like to mention at this time?
Well, the team includes Dr. Michael Martaccio, who is the Secretary for Evangelization in our diocese, Mr. Michael Aquilano, who's the Secretary for Communications and Public Policy in the diocese, Dr. Gustavo Valdez, who's the Director of Hispanic Ministry, Mrs. Kathy Schmucke, who is the Senior Advisor for Social Ministry, Kathleen Merritt, who is the Director of Ethnic Ministers throughout the diocese, Father Will Fry, who just got back from his studies in a 30-day Ignatian retreat, is an associate pastor at St. Joseph's, and he'll be working with us in the clergy department. Gosh, I hope I'm not missing anyone. Of course, Kathy Roach is our assistant who helps facilitate everything. We have a good team, Michael, who are really working hard to make sure that this synod becomes a reality and that it's very successful.
And the most direct way for people to contact you right now is?
I would say on the diocesan webpage under offices. It's under the evangelization website, and underneath it says the Office of Spirituality and Formation for Mission. I have a big web link there and all kinds of information. And then I'll be working with the media department to work on the website for the Synod. So that will be forthcoming.
When you talk about this effort, the name itself almost throws people off. But if you could come up with a concise definition that the layperson can understand.
Yeah, it's a journeying or a walking together, a Synod. A walking together comes from the Greek synodos, a walking together. Okay, and what are we walking together about? We're walking together the future of the church as we try to discern the mission of the church, as we try to come into communion, as we become a participatory church. Because you know that has not always happened in the past.
In the first century, Christianity was called the way. You've been talking about the journey. Is there some connection there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, the opening prayer for the listening session will be from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10. And it's the conversion of Cornelius and Peter, and they're involved, and they're talking to these folks outside of the way, these Gentiles. And these people have heard everything about Jesus in the early church, and the First Council of Jerusalem came together to discuss, ought we allow these Gentiles, these non-Christians, as part of our church? do they have to be circumcised? And praise the Lord, the leaders of the church at that time, Peter and the apostles, said, what is most important in the church is belief in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, and that Jesus calls each one of us into a special personal relationship. I think sometimes, Mike, we have to go back to that, you know, how the early Christians lived and how they cared and loved for one another. And I think if we get back to that, I think that's what the Holy Father wants. I think we're going to see a radical new church, a renewed church, a converted church, one experiencing conversion in the Lord.
You're listening to a special presentation, an interview with Sister Kathleen Adamski, regarding the Diocese of Charleston's participation in the Synod of Synodality. We will return to regular programming after the interview. What differentiates this from taking a survey is prayer, correct?
Correct. It's prayer. It's coming together to understand each other. It's coming together to discern. It's taking the heart, the sacred scriptures, and really coming to understand them and how we can apply them in our own lives.
And that brings us to a point as well. What we're talking about here is pastoral. The teachings of the church are not going to change, correct?
This particular synod, the Holy Father will say, is not specifically about doctrine or dogma. And the teachings of the church will remain, as the Holy Father has stated, about all teachings. But his stress in this synod is looking at the pastoral needs of the people of God and how we can best respond to those, keeping in line, of course, with Catholic revelation and tradition.
We've been speaking with Sister Kathleen Adamski. And Sister, why don't you give out how people can get in touch with you one more time?
On the diocesan website, www.charlestondiocese.org. If you click on offices and go down to evangelization, and you will see Office of Spirituality and Formation for Ministry, and you click my website on there, and you'll find all of my information, all the things that my office offers. They can also call me at 843-261-0498.
Sister, thanks for letting listeners know a little bit more about this effort for the diocese.
Thank you, Michael. God bless you. Take care.
Catholic Radio in South Carolina.